I'm Linda Flurkey with Buena Vista Ranch in Lampasas, Texas. You're listening to the latest news in Texas agriculture on Texas Ag Today.
This is Texas Ag Today, the number one source for the latest news in Texas agriculture. The largest and most experienced farm news team in the Lone Star State covers it all. From the piney woods of East Texas to the rocky ranges of the Trans-Pecos, and from the Panhandle down to the Rio Grande Valley. Here's today's top stories.
It's a sad fact of life that the Texas Panhandle will always be highly vulnerable to wildfires. But an effort has been made to establish a stronger response to help the victims of these disasters. I'm James Hunt, and we'll talk about that on Texas Ag Today.
Documenting livestock and agricultural infrastructure losses from the Texas Panhandle wildfires and donating to a relief fund. I'm Tom Nicoletti, and I'll have more detail straight ahead on Texas Ag Today.
EPA has launched a new office that it says will ensure agricultural and rural stakeholders will have a seat at the table for years to come. I'm Jessica Dolmel, and I'll have more coming up on Texas Ag Today.
Now, here's the host of Texas Ag Today, Carrie Martin.
Hello, Texas. Why don't you jump on in with me and buckle up? We're going to take a ride around the Lone Star State as we cover the most important industry in this greatest state in the nation, Texas agriculture. Be sure to hold on tight because it all starts right now. It's too early to know just how many cattle have died as a result of the Texas Panhandle wildfires. But with the Smokehouse Creek fire burning over 1 million acres, it's a pretty safe bet that the numbers will be in the tens of thousands and possibly more. Hemp Hill County AgriLife agent Andy Holloway is estimating that over 5,000 cattle have died in his county alone. And that cuts into what was already a historically small cow herd in the nation's largest cattle-producing state. Lane Conkle is with Beaver County Stockyards in the Oklahoma Panhandle.
We were already short on cows in this part of the world from the drought there a couple years ago. So cow numbers themselves are already down, and this is for sure not going to help that in any way, shape, or form. What it does to the long-term cow market, it's hard to say exactly, but in the short term, we were short young cows anyway, and that's not going to change here for the next 6 months to a year and a half.
And that's going to make it very expensive to replace those lost cow herds.
Just the total devastation in this deal, it's just been awful, but it once again brought to the forefront just the resiliency of so many of the people in this part of the world. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking to somebody from Slopout, Oklahoma, Perryton, Texas, Border, Texas, Fritch, it don't matter. They all hate what's happened, but on the same token, they're getting up and hitting it again.
Relief efforts are underway to help burned-out Texas ranchers. Clay Etheridge is a manager at the Joplin Regional Stockyards in southwest Missouri.
Yeah, Carrie. Well, once we kind of saw, you know, the fire started happening and everything, it hit close to home, really. I mean, we're a whole bunch of cattle farmers and ranchers up here in southwest Missouri, and we just thought, you know, for the business and everything, we got to help our local producers and farmers and everybody, and we probably got some customers coming from that area too. So we just feel like as close to home as it is, we want to do what we can to help.
Well, Clay, tell me about your fundraising efforts.
We've got an online store set up through our distributor that we're selling some t-shirts that are all the profits and proceeds are going to go down to helping you guys. And then next Monday, the 11th, we are auctioning off a beef at the barn that will be bid on and sold multiple times over and over again. And all the proceeds from it is also going to go down to you guys.
And where can we go if we want to buy one of those t-shirts, Clay?
CrackerJackShack.com/Joplin Stockyards.
That's Clay Etheridge with the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Joplin, Missouri. You can also make monetary donations to the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. Just go to texasfarmbureau.org and click the red button at the top of the page. Unfortunately, the Texas Panhandle will always be vulnerable to wildfires. But James Hunt tells us an effort has been made to establish a stronger response to help the victims of these disasters.
Wildfires that have been raging in the Texas Panhandle have caused a lot of damage and tragedy, but the good news is help is available. Danny Nusser, regional program leader for Texas A&M AgriLife, says the Extension Service has been working with others to bring about stronger response when such disasters occur.
We had a wildfire meeting last fall in kind of preparation for this because we knew we had fuel. We had enough rain last year to really grow some grass. And so being able to prepare and talk about here's what could happen, I think helps producers, it helps our emergency management people, certainly helps our agents prepare for that. We didn't know that was going to happen, but we knew that the risk was there. So one thing I'd say is that, you know, 06 we had a big one, and then 17 we had a big one, and every time everybody's better prepared. Our local fire departments are more prepared, our emergency management coordinators have better plans, our agents have better plans with their committees. But this one in particular, we've AgriLife Extension through the legislature developed what they call DAR positions, and that's disaster and recovery positions. And that's what they do full time is work on planning for these types of emergencies, working with agents, working with TEDM and the relationships with local emergency management people.
As for livestock producers, in addition to the supply points we talked about yesterday, Nusser says the Texas A&M Veterinary Emergency Team is also available.
So if you have those needs, you're not sure if a cow needs to go to town, or one of the things you run into is some of these cows aren't burned, but they were close enough to the smoke, they have some issues there, those vets are able to come and help and give you some advice on that as well.
For information about getting help or making donations, contact the Extension Service. I'm James Hunt on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
As the wildfire recovery effort gets underway, it's important to keep good records and document everything. Tom Nicoletti has some advice.
Texas A&M AgriLife is encouraging landowners who have experienced panhandle wildfire losses to agricultural infrastructure or livestock, insurance claims, or qualifying for federal assistance that they should have complete documentation to present. And to talk more about that, we go to Brian Davis in Seguin. He is with Texas AgriLife Extension. He is the area chief for the South region of the Disaster Assessment and Recovery Unit. And Brian, what do producers need to know as far as documentation so they can get things squared away up in the panhandle?
As these producers get back into their homes and back onto their farms and ranches, a lot of it is documentation. Going in there, definitely keeping their eyes open, using their senses to make sure that they don't smell that gas, hear any crackling, but use those cell phones with a camera. Being able to document those losses, take pictures of their loss of livestock, have that timestamp on there so that they can see their dates. Some livestock, if it's insured, make sure that you do reach out to those insurance companies that those livestock that might be insured to, and then the ones that are not. And then also, after they've documented those losses by phone and as well as also writing them down, those losses, reach back out to the farm service agencies, make sure that they know that if there's assistance coming in on the federal side, that they have those contact numbers that they can reach out and what documentation that they might need on the farm service side.
If you would like to donate to help farmers and ranchers in the Texas Panhandle affected by the devastating wildfires, the Texas Farm Bureau has the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund established. Simply go to texasfarmbureau.org for more information and to make your donation. I'm Tom Nicoletti with the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
The EPA has launched a new office focusing on agriculture and rural residents. Jessica Domel has the story.
The Environmental Protection Agency is launching a new office to expand its engagement with farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan announced the EPA Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs at Commodity Classic in Houston.
An important step that will help solidify EPA's relationship in the agriculture sector for the future.
Reagan said with the launch of the new office, EPA is ensuring agricultural and rural stakeholders will continue to have a seat at the table for many years to come. The office will be led by Rod Snyder, who has been EPA's senior advisor for agriculture since 2021. According to EPA, the office will expand on the work of the agricultural advisor, increase coordination with a network of existing ag policy advisors in EPA regional offices, forge practical, science-based solutions that protect the environment while ensuring a vibrant and productive agricultural system, collaborate with small, underserved towns and rural communities that are seeking federal investments in infrastructure updates and other community improvement projects, and facilitate closer coordination with state and federal agencies like USDA and state departments of agriculture. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott applauded the establishment of the office. He said the decision is further evidence the administration and EPA are serious about working with farmers and ranchers to ensure the health, sustainability, and environmental soundness of America's food supply. The American Farm Bureau Federation said they appreciate the creation of the office and they look forward to working with Snyder. For the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network, I'm Jessica Domel.
James Duncan here in Marshall, Texas, and the weather is the hot topic, if I can use that terminology during these cold months. Winter pastures are faring very well. The cattle are doing the same.
And there are multiple nutrition-related diseases that can affect sheep. Veterinarian Dr. Bob Judd has more on that coming up.
These stories plus a look at the markets are straight ahead on Texas Ag Today.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com for an agent you can trust with life's most important decisions. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Broadcasting from a padded room in the basement of the Texas Farm Bureau World Headquarters, here's Carrie Martin with more Texas Ag Today.
The weather is the hot topic during winter in East Texas. James Duncan has this update from Marshall.
In East Texas, we do the same thing as everybody across Texas. We talk about the weather a lot, gripe about it a lot, and then we settle down and think about it for a little bit right here. As far as our livestock are concerned, they're doing very well in the mildness of the winter that we have had. Just 1 week of really cold weather hasn't affected anything. As a matter of fact, our winter grazing programs are getting started just a little bit earlier than usual. But right now, they're really digging into it, and it's going to make that market just real good when springtime does arrive. Now, the clovers are trying to make an emergence in the creek bottoms. Don't turn your cattle in on them too quick yet, though. They're not quite ready for it, the forage, that is. Now, market-wise, everybody is enthusiastic and really optimistic about the future in our part of the country for a cow-calf producer in the next few years. All the reports indicate so. And we're looking forward to that. And that means that market is really good. I talked to one producer that's going to try to buy out a herd or two around him, the farmers that want to sell. He's a younger man, and that's what you got to do. Plus, modern equipment today is helping small farmers, one and two men operations, work a whole lot better. And the tractor dealers have some good deals on tractors right now. And with all of that tapped out with the weather, we're in pretty good shape in East Texas. This is James Duncan reporting for Texas Ag Today.
There are multiple nutrition-related diseases that can affect sheep. Dr. Bob Judd takes a look at some of those diseases.
Nancy Ward and Craig Gifford from New Mexico State University discussed nutritional-related diseases in sheep in the Shepherd publication. Ketosis is a disease that generally affects ewes carrying twins. The ewe cannot eat enough to meet the needs of the growing fetuses and will start breaking down stored fat for energy. Ewes will go off feed, usually will be unable to rise, and their breath will smell like acetone. To prevent ketosis, it's important to keep ewes in good body condition and not allow them to become excessively fat or excessively thin. Another disease common in ewes with twins is milk fever or hypocalcemia. Blood calcium levels drop due to increased demand of the growing fetuses and lots of calcium going to the milk just before lambing. The ewe becomes depressed and may be unable to rise. A properly balanced mineral program prior to lambing and feeding additional calcium after lambing can help prevent this disease. Alfalfa and clover are high in calcium, and feeding these hays can help increase calcium. Polio is another disease that has a nutritional basis, as the disease is related to decreased thiamine and or increased sulfur in the diet. The disease causes neurological symptoms, and the excess sulfur can be found in the water or feed. Endotoxemia is caused by increased bacteria in the hindgut, and excessive carbohydrates in the ration can contribute to this disease. Endotoxemia causes rapid death, but there is a vaccine to prevent this disease. Copper toxicity is another nutritional-related disease, as sheep accumulate copper in the liver, and if sheep are fed cattle or horse feeds, copper toxicity is likely to occur. White muscle disease can also occur in sheep due to a selenium deficiency, so having a mineral mix available is a good idea.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Bob Judd. This is the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
We'll check the markets coming up next on Texas Ag Today.
Wildfires have devastated Texas ranches, burning millions of acres of rangeland, destroying buildings and fences, and killing thousands of cattle. You can help by donating to the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. To make a tax-deductible donation, go to texasfarmbureau.org and click the red Wildfire Relief Fund button at the top of the page. 100% of every dollar you donate will go directly to a Texas rancher to help them rebuild. Go to texasfarmbureau.org to donate.
Sometimes you love them, sometimes you cuss them. Here's a look at the markets on Texas Ag Today.
After closing lower on Monday and higher on Tuesday, live cattle traded lower on Wednesday. Analysts say traders were hesitant due to boxed beef prices Wednesday. April live cattle down 75 cents to 187.25. June live cattle down 25 cents to 183.27. August live cattle down 37 cents to 182.40. Corn trading higher and a lack of technical support led feeder cattle to trade lower Wednesday. March feeder cattle down $1.27 to 251.02. April feeder cattle down $1.30 to 255.87. May feeder cattle down 92 cents to 257.77. Boxed beef was mixed on Wednesday. Choice fell 2 cents to $304.77. Select rose 76 cents to $295.63. Now let's take a look at those livestock auctions. We're walking the pens with Larry Marble.
My guest is Gary Butler. He and his family sell cattle in Nixon every Monday. Gary, I understand you had about 950 head this last Monday. How did that count break down?
Had 133 cows and 21 bulls, 2 and 3 weight steers, 239 to 415, the heifers, 285 to 405, 3 and 4 weight steers, $1.13 to 405, heifers, 258 to 365, 4 and 5 weight steers, 287 to 350, heifers, 241 to 310, 5 and 6 weight steers, 258 to 313, heifers, 226 to 265, 6 and 7 weight steers, 234 to 286, heifers $1.98 to 238, 7 and 8 weight steers and bull yearlings 2 and a quarter to 249, heifers $1.81 to 230. Larry, probably have a little short run in the summer because a lot of these calves have been sold then. Slaughter cows $83 to $1.18, slaughter bulls $1 to $1.43, stocker cows $8.50 to $12.81, and that's tight bag cows. That's, we didn't have any palpate cows to speak of. Pairs $24.50 to $25.50.
Do you know of anything for next week already?
I really don't know, Larry, but I look for this thing to slow down. You know, we've been running a lot of cattle since January, and I'm just thinking we're going to get into some short runs coming up, but I'm sure we'll have 800 to 900 to 1,000 next week.
Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Catch us here at Sailborne, 830-582-1561 or 62. Catch me on Momo, 837-830-857-4330.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Neighbor, of course, that was Gary Butler, Nixon Livestock, and you're listening to Walking the Pens here on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Larry Marble. Thanks so much for doing so. Good day.
Despite cash prices and pork cutout values being higher on Wednesday, lean hogs traded lower. April lean hogs down 17 cents to 85 even. May lean hogs down 80 cents to 90.77. March Class 3 milk up 2 cents to $16.54 a hundredweight. April Class 3 milk down 18 cents to $16.07 a hundredweight. After trading sharply higher overnight Tuesday, cotton ended somewhat higher on Wednesday. DTN reports that although the market did have some triple-digit gains Wednesday, volume seemed to noticeably slack off. May cotton up 104 points to 95.28. July cotton up 92 points to 93.99. December cotton up 11 points to 83.30. We are awaiting USDA's export sales report on Thursday, which could impact cotton trade, and the WASDE report on Friday. Corn traded higher Wednesday as we await the release of the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report for March from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I believe that report is expected on Friday. March corn up 4.5 to 418. May corn up 2.5 to 428 and 3 quarters. September corn up 1 and 3 quarters to 448 even. Analysts say that could be due to some dryness expected in Brazil over the next 10 days. March hard red wheat fell 15 and a quarter Wednesday to 576 and a quarter. May hard red wheat down 13 to 556 and a quarter. July hard red wheat down 11 and a half to 546 and a quarter. Soybeans traded lower on Wednesday as Brazil's soybean harvest is underway. March soybeans down a half to 1140 and a quarter. April natural gas down 2 cents to 192. May natural gas down 2 cents to 207. April crude oil up 87 cents Wednesday to 79.02. May crude oil up 91 cents to 78.32 a barrel. That comes after news that several OPEC Plus countries, led by Saudi Arabia, are deepening voluntary crude supply cuts. Russia announced they'll also extend cuts. Reuters is reporting that U.S. crude oil stockpiles last week rose less than expected. They say refining was up sharply, but fuel inventories fell more than forecast. The Dow up 6 points Wednesday to 38,591. The S&P 500 up 17 points to 5,096. And the NASDAQ up 74 points to 16,019. Well, that wraps up our look at the markets, and that wraps up this edition of Texas Ag Today. We hope you join us next time for the latest news in Texas agriculture. I'm Jessica Domel, and I hope to see you then.
Thanks for joining us for Texas Ag Today. Be sure to follow the Texas Ag Today podcast, found wherever you listen to podcasts. For more Texas farm and ranch news, check out our website at texasfarmbureau.org or tfbradio.com. Texas Ag Today is a production of the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.